This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Leaders of Germany's governing coalition have agreed to provide 1 billion euros, or $1.1 billion, over 4 years to help farmers as they adapt to new environmental regulations. The decision to provide the money for environmental programs and investment emerged early Thursday of last week from a meeting of government party leaders. The leader of one of the parties described it as a clear signal of appreciation and support in difficult times. The decision comes after a series of protests by farmers in Germany as well as in other European countries. The farmers claim that planned new environmental limits are overly restrictive. The Chinese Ag Ministry is asking the country's feed producers and slaughterhouses to resume their production as quickly as possible. Reuters says the goal is to add to the supplies during the outbreak of the coronavirus. China's factories typically shut down during the Lunar New Year holiday. Those holidays have been extended to at least February 2nd to curb the spread of the virus that's killed 170 people in China and affected close to 8,000 more. The virus outbreak has led to a quick jump in food price as well as low food supply in some cities due to panic buying and transportation disruption. In spite of the coronavirus outbreak, China's Transportation Authority is also asking their local authorities not to cut off highways and main roads to try and limit the spread of the disease. Coronaviruses manifest differently in different hosts. The virus often causes severe respiratory diseases in humans, such as pneumonia. It likely jumped from animals to humans and is transmissible between human beings. The virus first emerged in the Chinese city of Wuhan, a large city with connections to both inside and outside of China. In other news from around the world in agriculture, in spite of the goodwill generated after the U.S. and Mexico approved the USMCA, there could be more tension between the two countries surrounding produce. The Financial Post says Mexico responded to a letter from the top U.S. trade negotiator, Robert Lighthizer, pledging protectionist measures on seasonal farm trade for producers in the politically important states of Florida and Georgia. Mexico says if the U.S. takes action in any way against Mexican agricultural imports, it will respond in kind. The Deputy Trade Administrator of Mexico says if the U.S. government takes any steps of this kind against Mexican agricultural exports, the Mexican government will apply similar measures to U.S. products. The head of the Mexican National Farm Council says he thinks the U.S. measures would likely target the more successful Mexican exports like tomatoes, berries, and mangoes. Those exports are worth $12 billion every year and support 1.4 million jobs in Mexico. The council president says this potential move is about U.S. politics, and Mexico's private sector is extremely concerned. In the letter, January 9th, the Lighthizer pledged to explore new protections for farmers in Florida and Georgia. And in news here from the United States, late last week the EPA once again found that the weed killer glyphosate does not cause cancer. Glyphosate is the most widely used weed killer in the country. The Daily Mail reports that the agency's regulatory review again reaffirms its stance on glyphosate, the key ingredient in Bayer's Roundup. The EPA findings come in spite of recent decisions by U.S. juries that found using the weed killer was to blame for causing plaintiffs cancer in some trials. In a statement, the EPA says there are no risks of concern to human health when glyphosate is used according to the label and that it is not a carcinogen. Bayer, which bought out Monsanto, the original maker of Roundup, was pleased with the agency's findings. The company has long said that glyphosate and Roundup are safe and do not cause cancer. Liam Codon, Bayer's global president for crop science, says glyphosate-based herbicides are one of the most thoroughly studied products of their kind, which is a major reason why farmers around the world continually rely on these products. Back in 2015, the World Health Organization classified glyphosate as probably carcinogenic to humans. And we'll move on to state and local farm news on this Tuesday, following these messages.
Sometimes when you have more questions than answers about insurance and financial services, it might seem easier to do nothing at all. At Country Financial, we know that every situation is unique and believe that even the biggest goals start with simple steps. So when it comes to protecting the things you love and planning for the future, don't get overwhelmed. Get started with Country Financial. Call me, Wayne Schaefer, at 498-5800. 498-5800.
No one seems quite sure where the legend of George Washington and the cherry tree started. But one thing is for sure. February, the month of Washington's birthday, is traditionally cherry dessert month. Make your desserts even better with pure, natural, high-quality, farmer-owned Prairie Farms dairy products, topped with Prairie Farms whipped cream. For a healthy February drink, 100% pure Prairie Farms orange juice. Taste the homemade goodness of Prairie Farms, farmer-owned.
Are fuel prices costing you a fortune? Area Diesel Service can help with agricultural diesel solutions modules. Over 1,000 applications can get up to 35% more horsepower, and these performance modules aren't just for planting and harvest. There are modules for medium and heavy-duty trucks and your light-duty diesel pickups. For details, call 800-637-2658 or visit the new redesigned website today by logging on to areadiesel.com. That's areadiesel.com.
M&M Service Company would like to take this opportunity to say thank you to their customers for their continued patronage over the years. Their customers are the foundation of their success, and without them, M&M wouldn't be where they are today. They are truly grateful for your trust in their company and look forward to serving your agricultural needs for many years to come. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
And we're back here on your Afternoon Ag Show and moving into local ag news on your Tuesday. Coming up on February 15th, Rhodes Angus, 5 miles west of Carlinville, will be holding their annual open house and bull sale at the farm. To explain more on this year's sale is owner of the operation, Larry Rhodes, who says there are no real changes in this year's sale compared to previous sales.
No real changes. People can stop by any time prior to the 15th. To look at the animals. They're very close and easy to find. And on the 15th, viewing will start really any time a person gets done with their chores. We'll get done with our chores around 10, and the animals will be there. And at 12:30, then would be the bid off, and that would be when a particular animal has more than one person interested in purchasing. Then there would be a bid off between those interested parties on that particular animal. And we'll start with the bulls, and after they sell, then we will go into the heifers.
Lots of people familiar with your operation and your farm, but you've got a nice flyer here that I'm sure you've probably sent out to previous buyers, but it just has the story of your farm and, you know, had the priorities of what your operation is. So, you know, if you wouldn't mind covering that, we'll go ahead and talk about that.
Our greatest priority is fertility and the longevity of the cow. We want that cow to be able to calve at 2 and then stay in the herd calving every 365 days. That is, without a doubt, the most economically important trait within someone's breeding program is that fertility, that extended cow performance. And when you throw in fescue, it can cause some problems. So We stress that animal that will do well in a fescue environment. Past that, you know, we want that, it's not all about the female. We also stress the importance of how that calf does and how it grows. Then if a person retains ownership, how those cattle will feed out as well as grid if they would happen to sell them on a grid marketing program. So, a couple programs that we're involved with. One is Top Dollar Angus, where we send the information on our cattle to Top Dollar Angus. It's a third-party verification system where they look at how do the cattle feed out and then how do they would they sell on the grid. So we'll have notations as to which of our cattle selling meet those specs. But then this year, the Certified Angus Beef program has designated certain animals as Certified Angus Beef targeting the brand qualified. So we also have those cattle mentioned with that. Now that would just be the Angus cattle on the Certified Angus Beef deal. The Top Dollar program that would be for the Angus as well as the Sim-Angus. So those are a couple things of note that if a person would have some questions, be glad to try to answer any question they may have. We also have a presence on Facebook under Rhodes Angus as well as a website, which is rhodesangus.com.
Again, the sale, that's Saturday, the 15th of February. It's 12:30 in the afternoon, so that'll be plenty of time for folks to get chores done in the morning and come out in the afternoon. And again, Angus bulls, Sim Angus bulls, Angus heifers, and Sim Angus heifers. So pretty good selection.
That's correct, and lunch will be provided. It's nothing fancy, but like Subway with some chips, stuff like that. Look forward to seeing you at the sale on the 15th.
Again, that was Larry Rhodes, owner of Rhodes Angus, 5 miles west of Carlinville. And the sale will take place on Saturday, February 15th at 12:30 in the afternoon. And you can hear the entire interview next Monday morning during our Farmers Appreciation Reports right here on WSMI FM 106. In news from around the state, the Illinois Department of Financial and Professional Regulation announced that statewide adult-use cannabis in January totaled $39.2 million. Dispensaries across the state sold 972,045 items over the 31 days of January. Sales to state residents totaled $30.6 million, while sales to out-of-state residents totaled $8.6 million. A portion of every sale of cannabis will be reinvested into communities that have been harmed the most by the failed war on drugs. Last month, the Illinois Department of Agriculture released applications for cannabis infuser, craft grower, and transporter licenses. Those applications are available on the department's website. The IDOA will begin accepting completed applications on Friday, February 14th, and all cannabis infuser, transporter, and craft grower applications must be submitted by 5 p.m. on Monday, March 16th. In news from the State Department of Natural Resources, 2020 Illinois Hunting, Fishermen, and Sportsmen's Combination licenses will begin going on sale on March 1st at 8 a.m., and those 2020 licenses will be valid through March 31st of 2021. Illinois 2019 licenses are valid through March 31st of this year. Licenses purchased prior to March 1st of this year will be considered a 2019 license and will only be valid through March 31st of this year. So to have a valid license that will be good until next year, purchase that license on or after March 1st, 2020. Moving on now to the Ag Community Bulletin Board, the U of I Extension Office will be hosting a Pruning Apples and More workshop to be held at the Montgomery County Extension this week. You can join U of I Extension horticulture educator Andrew Holsinger as he presents a variety of pruning techniques for apples and other fruit trees. The program will take place on Thursday from 1 to 2 in the afternoon. Cost for the program is $5 per person and will include handouts. You can pre-register by visiting go.illinois.edu/CJMM or by calling the Extension office in Hillsboro at 532-3941. Pre-registration is due by tomorrow. And the Southwestern FFA alumni will be holding their second annual banquet and auction at the Tri-County Rod and Gun Club in Brighton. That'll be held on Saturday night. Doors will open at 5, and the proceeds will go to support the student chapter throughout the year. Tickets, you can get those for $25 apiece, and you can purchase them from advisor Casey McAfee at Southwestern High School. And that'll wrap it up for this Tuesday afternoon edition of the Farm Show. If you have any ag-related items for us, remember those can be emailed to us at WSMI@WSMIradio.com. So for this Tuesday afternoon, February 4th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting WSMI Ag News.